everybody. Welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today we are diving into the Omegaverse with a book review on The Fake Mate by Lana Ferguson.
As I'm sure some of you guys know, this book has kind of been blowing up.
Yes.
On TikTok.
In alignment with another Omegaverse book, Bride by Allie Hazelwood.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is interesting that these books got popular at the same time. Like, they came out around the same time, and they both got popular around the same time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did they come out at the same time?
The Fake Mate came out in December.
Ooh.
And then, I believe Allie Hazelwood's is in January or February.
Okay, yeah.
So pretty close.
I know, I'm kind of curious, because obviously I know why Allie Hazelwood's blew up, just in general, because she's a good author.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or people like her, popular author. This one, though, I'm not really sure if she's a popular writer.
Yeah, me neither. I've never heard of her
before
this book.
So did this one kind of get big because it was in conjunction with the other one, or was it already going to be big?
The thing is that I saw someone do a book talk review of this book before Allie Hazelwood's book came out, so this was on my TBR in December, basically.
Mm.
And then when Allie Hazelwood's book came out, Bride, people started comparing them. So
Okay. Perhaps
this was going to be like get mediocre hype,
mm-hmm.
but because of Bride, it has like pushed this up the list. So Lana Ferguson must say thank you to Allie Hazelwood. Yeah, but separately, not related to this book. Isn't it kind of random that Allie Hazelwood would write a paranormal romance when all she's been writing is contemporary STEM romance?
But don't you think she also did that YA one?
Oh, did she?
Is that... I might be thinking of a different author, though.
Can you elaborate on...
Is it not that chess one? Is that not Allie Hazelwood?
You're right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She did come out that one.
So I feel like she's done the few contemporary romance, and I feel like she's branching out into trying different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can sort of understand as an author. Like, you would kind of get bored.
Yeah, right? Writing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very excited. Did you read Bride yet?
No.
Okay, so for our listeners out there, this is going to be a two-parter, because we're riding along with the hype and want to see the Omega, what's new in the Omegaverse book talk, popular books, and compare them, basically.
Mm-hmm. As people say that we should.
And the best part is that I'm someone who hasn't read these kinds of books, but Haley is experienced.
So, just to recap what this book is about, it's about two doctors and...
Or dogster. Doctor.
Actually, I guess one's a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. As Amy is alluding to, they are shifters. So they start this fake romance because it comes out
that he is an alpha dog.
Yeah, and so he needs a fake romance, basically, is what this story is about. Mm-hmm. And then how they, like, fall in love. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. So basically, fake dating trope.
Yes. Should we do our rating?
Yeah, I'm excited to know what you rated.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Three stars.
Okay. I said 3. Amy said 4.
Shall I go first?
Yes.
Okay. So as I mentioned, this is my first book of this kind. So I'm wondering, like, after I finished this, I was like, wow, this was so fun. I loved it. And I was also thinking, like, later on, as usually, like, reviews sink in, you know, you think about the book, you mull over it. I was thinking, what if my reviews are inflated because I've never read books like this before?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everything about it, so, like, when you're thinking Omegaverse, I just, like, learned stuff from this book, right? So, like, Alpha, Omega, and the popular one on TikTok, Knotting. So, like, I'm, like, learning all these things on top of this being just, like, a romance. So, to me, it's not, like, a normal one. Like, I'm having fun with it. as I'm, like, learning different things of how they navigate, like, she's in heat, or, like, all these, he's stopped taking suppressants, and the alpha is coming out. I'm like, wow, this is so exciting, because everything is new, and I've never read it before. So, I'm wondering if that is inflated.
I was assuming your rating would probably be higher than mine.
Okay.
Because I can't imagine that the, like, it is exciting. And I did have a question, because for you, it was your first book.
Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of hard to, like, grasp at the beginning what they were saying? Because I didn't feel like she explained it.
Okay, I had so much to talk about that. Yes, I agree. She didn't explain it. For the most part, I feel like I kind of understood it. To the point where, like, oh, I can keep reading and assume I know what it means.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the main thing was that, like, the knotting thing, I, like, didn't get it. Because when they explained, okay, they were having sexy time, right? We're gonna dive in right now. And so they're like, oh, yeah, knot me, or whatever. And then she just describes it as getting, like, bigger. Like, is that it? Like, what's so special? It just gets bigger, okay?
But it's, like, at the bottom. So, like,
the bottom?
Yeah.
The bottom.
Like, the base.
The base gets bigger.
Yeah. Like a...
like a balloon.
Yeah.
Two balloons.
No, just one.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, so Amy's giving... But I'm gonna be honest, because I have seen a few TikToks where when people are like, oh, when you have to explain knotting to somebody or something like that. So I'm not actually sure. I don't watch them, though, because how I envision it is how I envision it.
Okay.
It's how I assume it is, how everybody thinks it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I trust you.
But anyways, how I envision it and how I think it is that, like, are you saying two because you think it's the balls?
Yeah.
No. So it's, like, the base...
uh-huh.
Where it, like, attaches, sort of, like, kind of swells, but just at the
base.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, not the whole member.
I didn't know that.
How were you were thinking just...
just the whole thing, just, like, got bigger. Like, everything. Just everything.
Oh.
Just bigger. Just bigger. So you can see where I'm just like, okay, it's just bigger. What is...
So the whole... obviously, premise is that, I'm trying to think how to, but basically just, like, it's bigger at the bottom, right? Like a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, like, anyways. And so the point is that omegas, like, are stretchier, so they can fit that whole thing inside, whereas other...
I didn't know that. Okay, that reminded me. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's backtrack.
Yeah.
I also don't know what's so special about omegas.
Okay, yeah.
So, this book did not explain it. She was just, like, in the book, they just said, oh, people want to do, like, kinky stuff with me because I'm an omega when they find out stuff, right? And I'm like, okay, so, why?
Yeah.
So, tell me.
Okay.
Educate me.
Okay, well, so first, okay, I'm going to say my point, one of them, is that a lot of times in omega verses, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but the ones I read, like, they're not necessarily shifters.
Hmm.
So, like, that is not a requirement for an Omegaverse book.
Oh.
So this one, they do, and a lot of ones that I've read, they're not shifters. So, like, I feel like there's a lot of different categories. You have, like, the paranormal, like, obviously vampire, werewolf, right? Like, regular, okay? And then you have, like, I guess this one, which would be Omegaverse, where they are shifters, because I think... sometimes they do because the alpha and omega thing, like, obviously that's something that also happens in regular werewolf books, right? And then, so I guess they kind of combine the two, and then you have it separated where there's omega versus, and they use alpha and omega and beta and things like that, but they're not actually shifters. There's just hierarchy in the society, and so sometimes some of the books use it as a political plot point, kind of like this one where they were like, oh, the alphas are, like, you know, temperamental and things like that. So, but a lot of times in other ones, the alphas are, like, CEOs and have, like, positions of power. So, like, a lot of people do it differently.
Oh, okay.
But the premise sort of stays the same, that alphas can, like, bond with omegas, and, like, they need them to, like, balance out emotions. So that tends to be, like, a similar thing between the two. So I was just saying, they don't have to shift.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And I felt like in this book, it was kind of, I don't know if it's because I tend to not read those ones, but yeah. It felt like a weird add-on.
Mm.
That they didn't really, like, contribute, I felt like, to the story, because they just made one scene where they shifted together, mm-hmm. and that was kind of it. And I was like, okay, well, they didn't actually have to be shifters then. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, sorry, back to your point. Is that it's supposed to be, like, alphas are drawn to omegas.
Mm-hmm.
And the point with omegas is that, one, they're supposed to, like, smell good to, like, the alphas. Mm-hmm. Like, the pheromones sort of attract each other. But the point is that they are, like, wetter
mm-hmm.
and, like, stretchier. And mm-hmm. so they're, like, made to take the alpha better. Like, oh. all of them. And so that's, like, the point. And then that's why she was saying, like, some people want to do kinky stuff with the omegas mm-hmm. because they tend to be more, like, especially in their time or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're, like, hornier and they have, like, better things for, like, sex. Like, they're kind of made for sex
mm-hmm.
is what they say.
Okay. That is so wild because, okay, background, like, my favorite animal is a wolf. And so when I was younger, I read, like, a lot of just, like, wolf pack books. And so, in those books, they would have, like, the hierarchy, right?
Yeah.
And then the omega was just, like, the outcast, the lowest.
Yeah.
The outcasted, you know, the bitter one.
Yeah.
And so, I thought, going into this, I'm like, I know what alpha. Omega, I got this. But then they started saying all that stuff with, like, kinky and, like, we're made for each other. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense because omegas are the bottom of the pack.
Exactly. That's why I agree, and I feel like the category should be separate. Like, I was shocked that they were shifters in this book because I'm with you. It's a different hierarchy.
And I also wanted to ask you, with your wealth of knowledge.
It sounds so weird when you say it like that, though. Okay.
Are there also, like, betas? Do they have something that's special?
So, it tends to be that they are just, like, they're kind of the blahs.
Aww.
But
they're supposed to be second in command.
Yeah. But not, like, I guess now it's kind of switched that they're kind of like omegas where they're kind of like. And so I have read some books, because that's the other thing, is that some, like, betas find out later that they're, like, actually omegas and it's this thing kind of thing. But anyways, of just, like, that they tend to be just, like, the neutral ones. So, like, in a pack, sometimes you want some betas because they're clear-headed and not only thinking about sex. And, like, that's the point of the betas.
I see.
So they're kind of just, like, even keel.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's, like, very different.
Yeah.
The two. It's weird. Yeah. That sounds like I was very interested to hear Amy's perspective because I feel like other books explain it better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see if Bride does as well. And I'm not really sure which one is supposed to be steamier. Do you know?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
So we're going in blind.
Yeah. Because, what did you think of the steam?
I thought it was great.
Yeah?
It was
yeah.
so fun. I was like, steamy, steamy, steamy. But also because it was like, the whole like, oh, we're mated and we gotta put our like scents on each other and things like that. So that whenever there was a spicy scene, like something had led up to that. So it made it more entertaining for me. Because I'm like, okay, now what's going to happen?
That's true. I, on the other hand, I was actually really bored. It was just kind of like out of all of them that I read, this is not a
good one.
I was, like, really bored. And so I made a note that I said, like, when they got blackmailed,
yeah.
I was like, ooh, exciting. Like, a little bit of a twist.
Yeah.
And that was just my excited part.
Oh. Would you say that, like, you mentioned that, like, the whole, like, you felt like they didn't need the whole shifter aspect of it. Would you say it's the writing style that made you bored? Or is just the fact that, like, there are aspects of the book, like the shifting thing, where you're like, oh, I'm not really I've read better.
I think it's probably just... It is probably that I've read too many, mm-hmm. also. And it might... But it was genuinely just the... I guess the romance didn't really drag me in. Because I know with books like this, it tends to be instant love anyways. Yeah. Because that's just the point. But I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel the romance.
That's a good point. I probably didn't feel it either. I was more focused on, like, the sexy time.
Yeah.
No, like, chemistry required.
Yeah, because I was like, the thing is that this is also what, like, sunshine, non-sunshine, whatever the trope is called.
Grumpy sunshine.
Yeah, that's also this book, this right? This trope. I feel like they didn't do it how I like it to be done. Mm-hmm. Like, a little bit, but, like, not enough of, like, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, just very, very curious. I want to hear the review after Bride, whether, like, because then we have two instead of the one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So maybe if you like Bride more, you'll be like, oh, okay.
But also, I'm wondering if a lot of people, because now all I see... Or 5-star reviews of Bride. Like, everyone's like, Bride is the best Allie Hazelwood book, right? Oh. So, people are saying that, and I'm like, what if they're having the fake May Amy experience? Where it's their first time diving in, and then they're like, oh, this is great.
That's true. And it's just like, everybody, I'm curious, because everybody likes different stuff.
Yeah.
So, there has to be some differing opinions.
There has to be. I'm excited. But I do agree with you that there was a lot playing off of, like, the insta-love. So everything was... There were probably, like, 5 sexy time scenes in this book. And so I can see how that can be boring if you're not invested... One, not invested in the characters. And two, no chemistry.
Yeah. So I don't know how I feel.
Do you, like, can you think of one that's good? Like, Omegaverse book, where you're like, oh, yeah, this is a good one. Yeah. Will you tell it to me on air?
It's just, okay, guys, because I was telling Amy when we first started putting this on the list, and I was like, the thing is that this, it used to be, like, shameful. You know?
That, yeah, like, tell them, Haley.
It's like a, you know, taboo. Yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure. Like, it's not something that's supposed to be mainstream, so it's kind of bizarre that, like, it feels weird to tell Amy, because it's like, they're, like, really steamy, and sometimes they're really dark. I read one that was, like, really, the darkest book I ever read, and I had to DNF it because I was like, absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
There's something that you're like, you know, like, some mafia and, like, like, trigger warning and, like, torture and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, okay, fine. This one had, like, significant scenes of rape.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. Because normally they're just like, oh, like, I could have been, you know? Yeah, you're like, but I wasn't. You saved me in time. This book, they did not save them in time. Oh, and I was like, who is reading this?
Who is writing this?
I was absolutely like, oh, my God. Traumatizing. I was like, you should not have published this book, so I don't know. Anyways, just saying. I'm not gonna recommend that one, obviously, yeah, no. But when I'm saying this, I think it's really dark, so I'm like, I can't. But I did find this recommendation off of TikTok, and so if you do, like, some of the books, or, like, if there is a TikTok of someone asking for more recommendations of Omegaverse because they liked these ones so mm-hmm. much, normally, like, these ones will come up. Like, Pack Darling is really good.
Okay. Should I add it to my Goodreads? Will I like it?
Let me try. Okay. I'm going to say something else that's going to expose me.
It's well rated.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
I like to read a lot of reverse harem books. Do you know
that? No, you have. Okay. Amy and Haley's steamiest episode.
I'm ashamed. But it's like one girl and multiple guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So a lot of times in Omegaverse, mm-hmm. that tends to be what it is, because you have all of these alphas and one omega tends to be how it is.
Whoa. Extra steamy. That's this book. Well, at least you're warning me.
No, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure it's your cup of tea.
Okay, well, I was telling you that along with, like, dark romances, I was reading Haunting Adeline, mm-hmm. which is also, like, now a thing on TikTok. Where is BookTok going? It's getting dark. Very dark. Love. Dark love.
But has it not already been dark?
But also, I probably just got into the algorithm. I'm like,
sounds like
fluffy romance.
Yeah. I was like, there's a transition. I'm like deep in it, which is why I'm like, yeah, this is not crazy.
That's crazy.
That's all I can say. I think it only goes...
I feel like Haunting Adeline is the darkest book I have ever read.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't read it.
Okay. I'm sure you would say, that's light work, Amy.
No, because I have heard it's, like, dark. But when I read the synopsis, I wasn't interested.
Yeah, what is it about? Bored. I just, like, scanned it.
Is it just because it's boring, the writing style? Or are you like, this is too dark?
I think the writing style is boring.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even count it as a read book because I scan so much.
But you finished.
But I finished, yeah.
So I think it should count.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's about... also, if I'm wrong, I'm putting that out there for anyone who's going to, like, say, hey, that's not what it's about. I scanned it, so... Could have missed major plot points. So basically, it's about this girl who moved in to her aunt's, like, house, because her aunt passed away, so she, like, has the house. And then, there's this guy who is stalking her, and so he basically, like, leaves her a rose in her house, like, every day. And then she's like, oh my gosh, this is so scary! And she tries to call, like, the police, but the police don't do anything because they're like, they're not hurting you. You don't have any evidence. And then, so basically, the book continues, and we learn, because it's a dual point of view, so we learn that he is a murderer. He kills, like, rapists. He's, like, a vigilante kind of thing. But I guess, like, the irony is that, like, he is a stalker himself.
Uh-huh.
And so he becomes, like, obsessed with this girl. And then they, like, slowly get to know each other. Like, oh, he's, like, staring at her from outside the window. She's like, ooh.
Okay.
Which is, like, would be scary if he wasn't good looking, I guess.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like, horrifying. But he happens to be drop dead gorgeous.
Of course.
And so she's like, do anything you want with me.
Okay.
And so basically that's, like, the main thing, where he's into, like, the whole, like, cat and mouse thing, and she basically is, like, confused the whole time. It's like, oh, do I want him? Do I not want him? And then there's, like, a main plot point. I mean, like, that's the main one, but, like, a subplot where, like, there's also, like, a gang going around and they're, like, kidnapping girls. And so he's, like, trying to get that gang, and then she's trying to, like, she wants to help him, and he's like, no, you're gonna be in danger. And so it's the whole, that's the plot, and then they're doing, like, their thing on the side. I'm also getting confused because I read the second book.
You read the second one? Okay.
I didn't finish the second one.
Oh, okay.
It's just, like, half. I have to know what happens next.
Okay.
So in the second one, she got kidnapped. So I guess the ending of the first one, she got kidnapped, and then the second one's, like, continuation and how he, like, saves
her. Okay, yeah. I would expect nothing less.
Oh, spoiler, sorry.
She also spoiled it for me, so... That's okay. That sounds predictable, like, about how you would think it would go.
Yeah, so, I thought it was, I mean, you got, like, that spice, like, ooh, do I want it, do I not want it?
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, It was like, okay. I was like, oh. I feel like it was kind of like the fake mate in a sense, tying it back in. In a sense where it's like novel. I haven't read a dark romance before. So I do think like when there's an extra layer of like changing like the situation, the sexy time has a different feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which is why I read those books. I'm like, now I know.
Now you do know. Yeah, it was just like, okay.
Yeah, in my notes I read, did not care about the plot.
You know when they say, like, oh, watch it for the plot, and it's just the main actor?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, basically. And also, this book has a third act breakup. If you remember at the end.
Oh, because he tried... Yeah.
The blackmail.
Yeah. I mean, but it was just so fast.
Yeah. But I already, like, didn't care.
Yeah.
So I was like...
See, that's why I was like, the blackmail brought me back. I was like, oof, you don't see that very often.
But 4 stars for the spice. I thought it was great spice. Loved it. Oh. I was entertained. I read the whole thing through.
That's good.
Because there was so much spice. I was like, gotta read the next spice scene.
I know, it is true that at least, like, I can remember what happened in this book.
Yeah.
That is something.
That is something. I say that's 3.25. Not average.
Better than normal.
But I'm excited to read Bride.
Me too.
We'll read it sometime. I mean, and review it as soon as I get the book. It's, like, yeah. I said, popular right now, so I'm still waiting for it from the library.
I thought you said you're number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been a long time.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's been a long time.
Oh. Have you got that Train book?
No, not yet. Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well. Hey, read the book.
Amy, because right now I have to read Powerless, because I have 2 weeks now.
Powerless is gone like that. You better read it.
Yeah. I was like, I have to read it, because I'm not going to be able to renew it.
It's true, you're not.
Yeah. And it's thick. I didn't know it was a big book.
It's a big baby.
But I opened it to the first page, and I was already good. Like, it was a... I didn't read it. I looked at it. I mean, I guess I read it, but I didn't... Anyways. It felt good.
Oh, I'm excited.
Like, it didn't seem like a boring start. Nice. So I was like, all right, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, so sneak peek to our listeners out there. We will be reviewing Powerless
by Lauren Roberts.
Mm-hmm. And then something about a train.
Yep. And then Bride.
Yeah.
Is on our list. Because I was thinking, actually, we don't have a book finished that we've both read. But we have a month, so that's fine.
Yeah. We're killing it.
Yeah. Doing great. So.
All right.
We did that. Amy's cherry has been popped.
My Omegaverse cherry. Yeah. I hope we get to experience more of these.
I'm really excited for Bride. I hope we're not let down.
Oh, gosh. All right. Do you?
Oh, my gosh. Of course I do. Ariana Grande's new album.
Yeah. I actually just started getting into it.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, it always takes me a few listens.
Mm.
So the first listen, I was like, eh. And then everyone's like, keep listening to it. Now I'm into it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, my coworker told me, obviously, the popular one, We Can't Be Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that one got me. I was like, okay.
Yes.
But also, I like I Wish I Hated You.
Ooh.
Those are the two.
Okay. I like Supernatural.
I was going to say, that's a good one. Yeah.
And Eternal Sunshine.
Okay.
I like those ones. Very good.
Wait, do you like the ones I said, though?
I did, yeah, okay, but okay. You already said it, so I couldn't.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I
actually,
like those.
I hate those ones, too. So, yeah, I think those are also good ones. Yeah, I was like, I have to talk about the album.
All right, well, that wraps up this amazing, spicy episode.
Hope you guys liked it.
See you next time.
Bye.